I was born and raised in Rochester, New York. I'm Latina. My mom and dad were born and raised in Puerto Rico, but my mom, her features were more African descent, and my father's features more like German descent. So a lot of times growing up and just being around different cultures, people assumed that I was just black because I didn't talk Spanish with an accent. My hair is not kinky, but it can take a lot of heat. So, and I always had these like weird hairstyles, so people always assumed that I had to be like 85% black versus 10% white because of the way I talk. I talk inner city. I can get a little urban too, but being born in Rochester, my mom was always discriminated because of her language. So she made sure that we went to Catholic school so we can learn the American culture. And a lot of times when we try to integrate and try to fit in, a lot of times we lose our culture. And so a lot of times when I tell people that I am Spanish and I don't have an accent, they always say, well, why you don't write in Spanish? It's like, well, I'm illiterate because all my life I've been to Catholic school, and at that time they didn't really have a Spanish classes to integrate to learn the Spanish and English. It was always English. And so I'm glad now that the schools are realizing the importance of having education and having the kids to learn their culture. So when I tell people I'm illiterate and I do speak Spanish, I speak it like what do you call it? Slang, Splanger. And but I love my culture. I love my race. I believe we are a diversity of melting pot. We all come from the race exhibit, that we all are humans. We all come from Africa, which I already knew, but it's good to have it in writing to say that yes, we all from Africa. And then they're expanded to from the exhibit from Europe to Asia to Australia. So it's amazing that stuff that you already know, but to enlighten. And I brought my son and my grandnephew, and they're intrigued. They're still kind of young, but it's exposure. So I enjoyed the exhibit. And when I was younger, I was a brick house. Everything was pow, and I would cross the street, and people would just, like, guys with babies would hit another car because they was looking at me. So when you get that attention, I'm not an attention seeker. So when I seen this dark-skinned man approach me one day, I started speaking in Spanish, saying, yo no hablo inglés, meaning I don't speak English. Well, come to find out, because he was so dark-skinned, I thought he was African-American. He was Cuban. So he says, ah, yo no hablo inglés. And so I was like, so sometimes you assume, and sometimes the word assume, you make an ass of yourself. So a lot of times you just can't assume because someone's really dark skinned that they could be Cuban, and you'd be surprised. So I learned my lesson. It's like, you know what? Just be yourself, and it happens to me all the time, and I laugh. And once people know I'm really Hispanic, especially my name Carmen, that should give them a mix, a heads up. I'm Spanish, but people are like, you serious? So yeah.
Do you teach this to your children? You said you brought yours.
I don't. But he knows the good and the bad. He knows the simple, like abuela, abuelo, the grandfather, grandmother, other words that I won't care to say because, there may be some Hispanics listeners out there and I don't want to expose them to the words that are not appropriate. But, it's just a different technology. You always want to improve your language. That you try to not to forget your own race, but you always try to embrace and sound more intelligent, an American race. And I didn't want him, just like mom, you want him to learn two languages, but you want him to learn and be real smart when he does become an adult. And you want him to defend himself. You don't want him to sound uneducated. So that's the reason I, chose to speak the American language. That's what I was brought and raised with.